Prince, this poem is popular by several names on the internet, like Red Roses for Rose, Forever Friendship, etc. And is attributed to novelist and story writer James A. Kisner. A moving story of love and devotion that will inspire you to cherish the time that you have with your partners and loved ones. Red Roses were her favorites. Red Roses were her favorites. Her name was also Rose. Every year her husband sent them tied with pretty bows. The year he died, the roses were delivered to her door. The card said, "Be my Valentine, like all the years before." Each year he sent her roses, and the note would always say, "I love you even more this year than last year on this day. My love for you will always grow with every passing year." And she knew this was the last time that the roses would appear. She thought he ordered roses in advance before this day. Her loving husband did not know that he would pass away. He always liked to do things early, way before the time. Then, if he got too busy, everything would work out fine. She cut the stems and placed them in a special vase, then placed the vase beside the portrait of his smiling face. She would sit for hours in her husband's favorite chair while staring at his picture and looking at the roses there. A year went by, and it was hard to live without her mate. With loneliness and solitude, that had become her fate. Then the very hour, as on Valentine's before, the doorbell rang, and there were roses sitting by her door. She brought the roses in and then just looked at them in shock. Then went to get the telephone to call the florist shop. The owner answered, and she asked him if he could explain why would someone do this to her, causing her such pain. "I know your husband passed away more than a year ago," the owner said. "I knew you would call and you would want to know. The flowers you received today were paid for in advance. Your husband always planned ahead. He left nothing to chance. There is a standing order which I have on file down here, and he has paid well in advance. You will get the roses every year. There also is another thing which I think you should know. He wrote a special little card. He did this many years ago. Then should ever I find out that he's no longer here, that this card that should be sent to you the following year." She thanked him and hung up the phone, her tears now flowing hard. Her fingers were shaking as she slowly reached to get the card. Inside the card, she saw that he had written her a note. Then, as she stared in total silence, this is what he wrote. "Hello, my love. I know it has been a year since I have been gone. I hope it has not been too hard for you to overcome. I know it must be lonely, and the pain is very real. For if it was the other way, I know how I would feel. Love we shared made everything so beautiful in life. I loved you more than words could say. You were the perfect wife. You were my friend and lover. You fulfilled my every need. I know it has only been a year, but please try not to grieve. I want you to be happy even when you shed your tears. That is why the roses will be sent to you for years. When you get these roses, think of all the happiness that we had together and how both of us were blessed. I have always loved you, and I know I always will. However, my love, you must go on. You have some living still. Please try to find happiness while living out your days. I know it is not easy, but I hope you find some ways. The roses will come every year, and then they will only stop when your door is not answered, when the florist stops to knock. He will come 5 times that day in case you have gone out. But after his last visit, he will know without a doubt to take the roses to the place where I have instructed him and place the roses where we are together once again. Sometimes in life, you find a special friend, someone who changes your life just by being a part of it, someone who makes you laugh until you can't stop, someone who makes you believe that there really is good in the world, someone who convinces you that there really is an unlocked door just waiting for you to open it. This is forever friendship. This is forever friendship. Attributed to James A. Kisner, novelist and story writer. Friends, cherish the time you have with your loved ones. For someday, all you might have are memories. And for those of you still seeking true love, heed the advice of the Sufi master Rumi, who said, "Your task is not to seek for love. Your task is not to seek for love, but to merely seek and find and remove all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it." Your task is not to seek for love, but just to find and remove the barriers that you have built against it. Thanks for tuning in.